welcome in to In-Game Chat for Saturday, July 29th, 2023. It is Season 17, Episode 25. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And welcome to the show. Before we begin, our fantastic new clapboard that will help me to sync my audio later on. Courtesy ORJ there. But welcome into the show. If you want to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. You can also check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can find us on Facebook there as well. You can also email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. We're streaming right now on Twitch. You can go to twitch.tv and join, you know, the chat room, or just watch our faces on your phone or your TV or your computer, however you're enjoying the show or want to see the show. Don't forget about Discord as well. You can join our Discord and participate in the show, talk to us on the air, that sort of thing. So feel free to do that if you would like to as well. Links to our Discord can be found at our website. Go to ingamechat.net for all those links at the very bottom of the page. You have to scroll forever because it keeps expanding, but just you'll eventually get to the very bottom of the page, and that is where the links shall be. Maybe I'll think about moving those up to the top. Probably should. Anyway, so welcome into the show. I think, should I do it next week? So, you know, August is coming up, and we usually take... you know what? We didn't do that in June. I was going to say, we usually take a day off a month, one Saturday off a month. And I realized in June, we actually never did. But in July, we took that Saturday off. And I'm wondering if we should do it, because we'll be off the first Saturday in September. So I'm looking and seeing what weekend I would do it. Maybe not next weekend, maybe the weekend after. When's Evo?
Late.
Shouldn't that be coming around?
It should be coming up soon.
Evo.
Early August. Usually it's in July. So
it's usually around, there you go, yeah. Thursday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 6th. So yeah, it's this weekend.
This weekend, okay.
Tempted, but I think, what do we got? I'm trying to think of what's going on.
Can't think of any releases game-wise coming up soon. So
yeah, exactly.
Like that.
That's where I'm thinking, like, you know, if something's going down, but really nothing. Starfield comes out on the 1st. August is the 22nd, of course, is when Destiny will release their, like, or release information about what's going on. So, yeah. So, yeah, I would say the 5th, the 12th, either this Saturday or next Saturday is probably when we'll do it. But
we'll just play it by ear like we
exactly.
always do.
Exactly. I don't know. This might be a show before we take a break. I don't know. We'll see. It all depends on how things play out. Regardless. It's one of those things where I used to be adamant about, like, hey, look, we only do this one show a week, so, you know, I'm going to make sure that I'm here for it. That lasted a good many years, and then it's probably after the heart attack, maybe, where I just said, you know, I don't have to. There's no reason for me to just call it and say, yeah, I'm not going to do it. Even implementing, like, one Saturday a month that I take off, it's like, yeah. Because, I mean, I'm here at the station 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, I'm here, and this extra Saturday is on my own behalf. You know, this is something I enjoy doing and talking about video games, which is why I do it. So, you know, it's interesting to think of it as a vacation, even though it's a Saturday. You're already off, man. It's not a vacation. Just take the day off like normal. We already have phone calls. Hi, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Not much.
Your phone's getting some weird. Say something for a minute.
Yeah, how about now?
I think that's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Well, like last.
Well, maybe not. It's gotten weird again.
Yeah, we got that echo effect going
on.
Yeah,
like you're in a underwater thing or some weird thing going on with it. Try again.
How about
No.
Loud echo this time.
Is any it better?
You into speakerphone, your smartphone, or
No, it's on house phone.
House phone, okay.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that is then.
Yeah, that's I don't know what's going on with it. I tell you what, try.
I'll just try this cord and just hang up.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, he's going to head over to
Discord.
Look,
if push comes to shove, folks, Discord has never given us a problem. It's always sounds
It really
good.
Works very, very well. In fact, he's going to pop in there in a minute, and we'll get him in.
Yeah. In fact, no matter where you are in the world, Josh calls from Germany, and the thing sounds like he's right next door.
I know. On Discord, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, see, there he is, and he should be popping into the room here any momento, sometime or another. We've stopped the show for Chris. Jump in the room. He signed in. Well, anyway, when he shows up, there he is. All right.
I got to get the headphones set up.
I know. He's joined the room. We see him in the room.
There's always that delay. You join the room. It says you're there, you're ready to go, but no, you got to still set up some stuff before you can actually start talking.
He is okay. Yeah, he's there.
Hey,
there you are.
If the darn phones would work, it'd be better, wouldn't it? But oh well.
Hey, this sounds great, dude.
Yeah, it does.
This really sounds good compared to that phone we were getting. This sounds really, really good. So what's up? What's going on? What's going on?
Like we had talked last week, the Road 96 that y'all got hooked on, I got hooked on it as well. I was loving it too. I've been enjoying it.
Look at that.
Yeah,
Biloxi Gambler done turned on a couple of people to a video game.
In fact, I picked up that bundle myself. So I've
three people playing it now.
Yeah,
it's not a bad game.
No, it's not. No,
it's really not. Yeah. It's kind of he knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Biloxi Gambler knows his stuff.
Yep.
So that's good to know. So yeah, you're playing Road 96 on what system?
On PlayStation 5.
PlayStation. All right, cool.
Okay, yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. How's it been going for you?
Oh, I've been enjoying it. I got hooked and played for several days on it, and then every other day has been Mr. Prepper and then Diablo 4 with Mason whenever he can play late at night. So that's mainly those three.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fantastic, man. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun one.
I'm still trying to see if I can get through the thing without losing anyone.
Have you played it yet? Or?
No, I just got the thing. Just got the bundle put in there. So yeah, now I'm trying to determine which one to play. Do I want to play the prequel first, or do I want to play the original Road 96?
Right. That's a good question because you think about it, where the prequel is stuff came out after the main game. So, I mean, everybody has experienced it, or at least mostly everybody has experienced it. And I would say also that it was developed after the main game was developed.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a sense, you're playing it as intended by the developers, which would be play the main game first, the prequel stuff after.
Yeah.
But if you, want to be chronological about it, I have to say that word very slow because I know I'll just wreck it. Then you could start that way. But I don't think you're losing anything going either way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything. You might actually catch more references for the fact that you played the main game first, and then how they've built the mm-hmm. prequel to tie into that, it'll make more sense. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm thinking the same way.
Yeah,
that's why I decided to play the main game first and then play the prequel after.
See, this is the reason I'm thinking that is because this is DLC. It is not an expand-alone, kind of like the Lost Legacy or whatever it was for Uncharted,
which
was originally going to be some DLC, some add-on, but they expanded it, and then you could play that without having played any of the other stuff. So it really, it's really either or, I think, but I imagine they have built the prequel in the stuff that happens before.
Mm-hmm.
They probably built that having in mind that you have played the main game first.
Yeah.
Not that they say it, because I'm sure you can do it either way, but it's just a thought.
Yeah. Just having that bundle sold all at the same time. You're getting it all at once, so you got to make that decision anyway.
Yeah, Bevan Bryan in the chat room says, "Is it multiplayer? It is not."
Pure story.
Yeah, it is. It's totally story. It is totally based on your decisions and not other people's decisions that are playing with you, type of thing. So there is no multiplayer in this. It is a story mission, a branching story mission, and it's got a lot of parts to it that are not it's not convoluted or anything. There's a lot of parts to it because there's a lot of players in the game, and you've got to, you know, you're going to go through multiple different stories with them. It's amazing, honestly, that something like that little game, which feels like it's independently made, or at least independent in the sense of what we think of AAA gaming now, is that it's got all of that in there. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Have you played through there and got to that area where you had to be the cameraman for the reporter?
Yes.
Did you just keep messing up on purpose to make her mad and make her fuss at you?
No. I was playing it straight.
She started cussing like a sailor with me. I just kept doing it over and over and over. And
getting achievement off of it?
Is there? There may be. I don't know.
I don't know, but I got one of the power ups or something like the lucky, you know, one of the special things that, you know, the powers that you can gain. But I didn't know if that was part of the normal process or not. But yeah, I made her really mad.
No, I didn't play that. I didn't do that part with it.
But it's nice to see those little details like that in the game, like that, like consequences of your actions, I guess. But yeah.
Oh yeah, totally.
Pop up here and there.
No, totally. It's like I said, great game. It's got the makings of a really good game. If you like that sort of thing. There are some people who don't, and I totally get it that they wouldn't. It's too talky, not enough action, or not enough, you know,
it's pure story. There was one game, yeah. There was another game like that I think you talked to me about, Firewatch.
Yeah.
It's not an action-oriented thing. It's just you sitting in the fire tower, and you have little things going on. And
right.
How you process through that.
It is. And yeah. It's very, very narrative-driven for that one as well. So, yeah, Firewatch was a good one also, if you haven't played that. Now, it doesn't compare in the least to the branching stories that you have out of Road 96. Mm-hmm. I would say Firewatch is strictly point A to point B type of thing. Mm-hmm. There are really no variations in that I know of.
Yeah.
And did it end on a cliffhanger? It felt like it kind of did. I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look at it. Yeah. Firewatch is what I was thinking of.
I played it too, but it's been so long I done forgot too.
It's a long time ago. I remember the ending not necessarily being a disappointment, but feeling like, okay, I can't wait to find out what's next. Maybe not that it felt like a cliffhanger, but I felt like there was supposed to be more to it, maybe. I can't remember. I really can't remember.
Yeah.
But I just have that feeling that I was not overjoyed with the ending. I was okay with it, but I felt like
not fully satisfied with the ending.
I didn't feel like it was closed.
I guess it's that rule. What's that rule about always leave them wanting more?
Maybe
that type of thing.
But don't. I mean, sure. But how does that make me feel now? You know,
anticipating the next one.
But they leave them anticipating wanting more if you're going to make another one.
They probably intended to, but. You know how it goes. They planned to make another one, but the numbers weren't good enough, and nope, we're scrapping it. That's one of them Square Enix moves, you know, that type of thing.
Something like that, yeah. Well, Chris,
that happens all the time. Yeah.
It's good hearing from you, and I'm sorry the phones didn't work, but Discord sounds great with you on there, so thank you for that.
I'm wondering if it's something to do with the house phones based through the internet, but sometimes I have even echoes call my mother, which is she's using the same company and phone service as we do, but there's no telling.
I have no idea. I just know the Discord sounds great. So that means your internet's good. But I don't know why the phone does that. And honestly, it's probably not even you. It's probably on our end more than anything else. So don't worry too much about it. Because, I mean, last week you called and you sounded fine.
Yep, it's one end or the other, and who knows all the mess to go through to figure out which one is which is ain't really worth it, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, I would like to get to the bottom of it at some point, but I don't think we're ever going to get there. So, But we appreciate hearing from you.
One of those things is kind of always bugs you, but you wish you could know, but you know, but if you can't do anything about it, no, oh well, huh?
I guess it's not. This is above my knowledge of how this stuff works in here. With that, so it comes down to one person, and there's just far more important. And I'm not even being facetious about this. Far more important things he's got to work on currently. So yeah, but. Still, we got Discord and we got you on, so good hearing from you, Chris. And if you, again, I know you like to call back during the show because you'll hear something and be like, oh, that, because we won't know something, but you'll have the answer. So just hit us up on Discord again or call in, you know, that's fine. We can try the phones again and again, so.
All right, well, I'll see you later then.
All right, dude.
All right, take care.
Bye bye. All right, bye.
Yeah, we'll see how the phones go. But Discord, you heard the difference. It sounds really good.
Night and day.
Use the Discord, Luke. Been on a Star Wars kick lately. I finished up the Obi-Wan series, and then I've been going periodically. This is just stuff I watch when I exercise.
Yeah.
So I've been going through Bad Batch, which is that animated show. I'm only like 6 episodes into the first season, and it was, it's got moments of like, oh, it's nice. But it's the same guy that did Star Wars Rebels, so I'm very interested to see what he does with that. There's 2 seasons of it, so I'm watching that. Plus, I'm also playing Jedi Fallen Order, which I picked up some more of that. We're going to talk about the games we played coming up here in just a few, but we're getting close to our break here, and I think we're going to take it. And then when we come back, we'll jump into what we played as well. Not a lot of news to go over. There's not a lot like happening that I saw. Now, others could probably say, oh no, this happened. We've got some news lined up here, and we got some news late yesterday, actually, with a couple of things. Final Fantasy 14, I believe, being one of them, coming to Xbox and stuff, so we'll hit that. And we just talked about Evo, that's next week. But yeah. So, we're going to come back right after this. We got music here from, see, that's not right. Did I not send those over? Am I gonna have to do the thing where I talk to buy ourselves time while I send over the? I swear I sent them over, but I'm gonna send them over again. The audio.
Maybe that vaunted internet didn't work like it was supposed to this time around.
I swear, man, I try so hard. I make sure I get here and I get things done, and then I get everything ready, and so yeah. Now I have to log in remotely, which is what I'm doing now. There's like 3 different computers I have to go through.
You gotta find a way to streamline this process.
Right. I could just walk through the door into that room over there and then do it, but I can't because we're about to go to break.
Nope.
So what I'm going to try and do here is log in remotely. There, we've got that one. So let's go here.
Can you recall what you pulled over? What you?
Oh no! I know what I got to do.
No, I mean what you planned to pull over. What you? What songs? Kind of thing.
I don't know which one's going to show up first because they're on like a rotator type thing.
Okay.
And I never know. I say I never know. I do. Wait a second.
We got a discovery.
No, we're good. We're good. Okay. I was like, wait a second. Didn't I use these already? No, I did not. So we're going to send that. Okay, here we go. They're being sent now.
Allegedly.
Yeah, no, I'm watching them come through.
Again, allegedly.
Well, what this tells me, though, is that even though this title may be from last week, it says a little to the left, which is what we played last week. Even though this title says that, something different will play once they're all over here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just making sure that everything has shown up.
And remind me again how old the system is.
I don't know. Probably older than some people who listen to the show. And I am not kidding on that. No, I think when we picked it up, it was not necessarily new, but it also wasn't old at that time either. So if I do this, hit this button here, aha, it changed. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll jump into what we've been playing and that sort of thing. Got music here from a game that just came out recently here, Baldur's Gate 3. It is the main theme to Baldur's Gate 3. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from a game called Wobbly Life. The name of the track is called 80s Mall. So, I don't remember what this game was about when I looked it up or when I found it, but there you go. So what have we been playing this week, RJ? What have you been dipping into? Road 96? Well...
No, I just downloaded
you
it.
You just downloaded
it. Just saw the thing, yeah. So I just picked that up. Let's see. I did play some Warframe.
Yeah.
Got back into that a little bit. Just tried to get some things built in the dojo with the clan that I'm with. Still trying to build up some things with my characters. Still getting some Warframes here and there. So I have to figure out how to use that secondary operator function that I know nothing about, but probably a quick YouTube video or something away, then I can probably figure out what that is. I got back into playing Virtua Fighter 5.
Yeah.
Had some matches in there. Had some good things here and there, but the rust is obvious. It's evident. I'm not reacting as quickly as I used to, so I'm still going to have some time playing more matches and everything. I mean, it also doesn't help that I'm only maybe 700 matches in, and the people I'm playing against are at 15, 16,000 matches in. So it's good that I can get a round or two off of folks who's playing that much.
Yeah.
Because they know the matchup a heck of a lot better more than I do. Just got some... Got some more time in MLB The Show 23. It's double XP weekend, so I've been able to get towards the goal of getting a bunch of levels picked up for my in-game player. I had a good outing the last time, as opposed to the one where I was throwing slow balls all day. I was actually throwing good knuckleballs this time around.
Yeah.
So I didn't have as many hits sprayed along as I did the first game. Let's see. And other than that, got back into Elden Ring. We were talking about unfinished business. In episodes prior. So Bloodborne was one and Elden Ring was one of the others. I'm trying to get the Frenzied Flame ending. But
how do you get that?
I'm trying to think. It's like I think it involves talking to one of the NPCs where you have to give her Shibari grapes, which are basically eyeballs for her to eat, and unlock other things here and there to get the proper storyline going. And I think you got to find some secret area in one of the locations in a dungeon somewhere, and I can actually be indoctrinated into the cult, basically, to be a part of the Frenzied Flame group. And after I beat the game, while in that group, I can get the actual Frenzied Flame ending. And if I'm not mistaken, if I do that, I could get a platinum. I could actually get all the trophies I can in Elden Ring if I do that. And then I've also decided to do some of the evil things you can do in there, like join the Volcano Manor, like assassinating different tarnished throughout the game. And there's just a different story route that I could take.
Interesting. Again, I know very little about Elden Ring other than, you know, the basics of it as far as who made it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some, but going this route was good for me because it actually allowed me to get some things that I couldn't get going through the normal playthrough that I do. Normally, as chivalrous as I could, basically, but the dark route, so to speak, there's only certain things you get only by doing some foul things in the game. So, like a certain sets of armor, certain talismans to boost your stats. Certain weapons I think you can only get by doing the volcano mana route. So being able to pick up all these things is I'm liking that aspect of it, getting up, completing like collections and things of that nature, going that route.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on jumping into Road 96 this week, I guess?
Probably this week if I can pull away from MLB The Show and others like that. But yeah, I mean, I downloaded it, bought the thing.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to go back to it. I never do. Because I sit down and last week we talked about it. I thought, yeah, I'll go back to it. I got home, I edited the video, and then we watched TV or whatever. And I guess, I don't usually play anything once this video starts rendering and all this other stuff that it does. So,
yeah.
And then I get up, I don't think about it again, you know, come Sunday. I don't think about it again until Saturday rolls around. I'm like, oh, yeah, Road 96, should have played that. Like last week I was talking about Destiny and not really feeling it and just like, it's not interesting.
It started to feel like a grind.
Yeah, it's just not feeling there for me and that sort of thing. But I logged in Sunday morning after the show and I looked over the event that's going on, which is the solstice event thing where you grind and you fancy armor, and like we said, you can roll the armor for stats and all these other things that you can do, but you got to do a lot to do that, and there were 19, I don't know, something like 17 or 19 tasks that you had to do. I know you're rolling your eyes. You got to understand, though, I felt that same way.
No, I know what's coming.
No, I felt that same way.
I went through Solstice one time.
I know.
That's the last time I did it.
I know.
Yeah.
I felt the same way about that because I looked at it and I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to do any of this. Let me just do my own stuff and whatever. Now, I went through I mentioned this already. I went through the initial stuff you had to go through just to unlock and see everything that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm just going to... There was one there where it was like, kill people in the PvP matches. And I looked at one of the events in PvP was Scorched, where everybody has rockets. And it's you just go through, and they're usually quick matches. And I think you also had to play like 10 of those. And those blew by. I mean, I just boom, 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 boom. I got all of those knocked out. And while I was doing that, I was earning the materials that then you take into this other mission to convert into something else. And they convert at a rate of, like, if you wear the full set of armor that you get for this event and you do the conversion, they convert at like, you know, if you have one, it converts into 25 of this other material with a full set. So if you do enough, you get a ton out of just having that. And so when I noticed that, I was like, okay. And one of the tasks was convert this many into this, you know, collect this much stuff, convert it into this much stuff. And after I finished Sunday, I was almost halfway done with everything just by playing normally and hitting up this other stuff. I didn't feel like I was grinding, put it that way. Anyway, okay. Tuesday rolls around. And I'm thinking, you know, whatever, I might not. When the double rep gambit rolls around, I got to do that so I can, because I always do that. And I said, I'll just wait. If that happens to come up, then that's great. If not, I'm not really worried about it. Well, Tuesday rolled around and it was double gambit week. I thought, oh, okay. So started playing some gambit and was racking up just tons of material through each match that I was playing. I finished everything I needed to do with Gambit throughout the week. I was done with that by Friday, by yesterday. Not only that, doing all of that and then converting everything and doing all you had to do, it left me with two things left to finish out of those 17 or 19 tasks when I was done. And I was like, oh, well, I can easily knock this out, no problem. And I did this morning, finished it off, got it done. Didn't feel like a grind, even though what Bungie did with this event in Destiny, they really reduced the grind. They really, really did. It just wasn't as much as I remember having to do.
Well,
they significantly reduced the number of things.
Since the last time I did a Solstice event, the one thing that stuck out to me more than anything was how tedious this thing was going through it. And then seeing what you get at the end, it really wasn't worth it. So I just never got into it.
Yeah,
so,
no, I got it. I get it.
So if what you're saying is that they took the tedium out,
reduced that number. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it used to be maybe do this much, or maybe the percentage of doing one thing, like play this many or I say play this many, but you had to run Nightfalls or Strikes, and each one, regardless of difficulty, gave you 15% progress. So I had to do ever how many that is to get to 100%, you know? And so I did that. Some of that felt like a grind, but whatever. I finished it up and I did it. While I was doing that Gambit stuff throughout the week, by the way, I finished up all my challenges for the season, got that done as well. Everything is finished. They're not going to add anything to it. They may add a story mission or something, but at the end of the season to bridge into the next season, possibly. Right. But other than that, I have absolutely nothing to do in Destiny anymore. I say I don't have nothing that's significant to me that I need to do. There's plenty you can do in the game,
other than helping folks out in the clan or whatever.
Everybody there is pretty good. They're all taking care of themselves. The only thing I could think that I might jump into is on my two other characters, kind of run them through, not this event, but actually run them through the main story, because I haven't done any of that. They've been left to the sidelines here. So that's a possibility, but I'm good. I'm good. I don't have to do that until the new season hits, you know, which is August 22nd, 23rd, Yeah, very late August is when that hits. So I'm okay. It was nice when it finally when I got that done, the regular seasonal stuff. It was either yesterday or Thursday. I can't remember what day it was that I got it all done. But when I got that done and was counting through the channels, like, oh, all I have to do is this like one little thing here and then I'm good. And so I did it and clicked everything, went through it, and was done. I was like, oh, wow, that's great. What do I have left on this Solstice thing that I'm working on? Oh, I need to run this many more. I take that back. I do need to run one more Grandmaster Nightfall to get the Triumph. I can do that tomorrow, and then I can be done. I forgot about that. I do have one of those. I'm not doing that solo dungeon clear this time.
No, you've had enough of that.
I have. It means that I will forever be level 10 instead of max level 11, but I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. There's a whole thing that originally the way they described some of these things meant that if this was a certain color challenge, there's blue and there's gold. If it was a certain color challenge, if you did it once, it's done forever. The blues reset every season, but these always stay the same. And that dungeon run was a gold last year. It's a white this year. The only one of them that's like that, but it's a white this year, not gold, not blue, nothing like that. So yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. The new dungeon? No, I'm not. And if I had known that that was not going to be permanent, I wouldn't have done it last season. I'm glad I did and got it through, but if I had known that that was like, oh no, you're going to have to do this again every time a new dungeon releases, I said, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
But if it was, because I'd never soloed a dungeon before. Mm. And so for me, it wasn't worth it.
You get an item out of it, didn't you?
No, I got a...
Those just bragging rights?
I got something for it. Maybe a sparrow, maybe a ship, maybe an emblem.
Nothing memorable, though.
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, nothing memorable enough to stick with you, say this is actually an accomplishment. But
No. It was not worth the amount of time. I was glad I did it, and when I got done with it, I was saying that it was worth it because I thought it was done. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, I'm glad that's behind me.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that again. Oh, I do. Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I just ain't doing that. And this, honestly, this has nothing to do with, like, my time or something like that. It's not fun. Mm-hmm. It is not fun to bang your head against that wall. And maybe there are people who probably do enjoy banging their head against that wall or like the challenge of it or that sort of thing. And if you've got that kind of time and want to put in, it took me like, I put in like 5 hours on that one dungeon run. Doing that again. And that was at the end of the season when I was massively overleveled to do it. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to that. So they can have it. And I will be forever 10 and I will be fine with that. I was hoping maybe sometime in the season they would say, oh, that's a bug. We'll flip that. You know, no, it's not.
Yeah. You were running a hunter at the time?
I am. Still running a hunter. He's my main.
Yeah.
She's my main, actually. I run as a female hunter.
So hitting up, at the level you were playing it, that's like two hits and you're done?
No. Not back then, no. On this new one, at this time, probably not two hits and you're done. Yeah, it depends on what's hitting you. Mm-hmm. It depends on who's firing those. What, from the rank and file? No, you're fine.
Okay.
From some of the yellow bar guys, some of the bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a stomp or two or a stomp that hits you into a wall, sure. Mm-hmm. That's instant
death. I'm thinking the first shot takes your shield, the second shot takes the life. So there you go.
It's not a very I've run it through my head thinking, maybe. But I went back through it with a couple of the guys from the clan the other day. I can't remember how long ago this was.
Right.
Because I hadn't run it in a while. And I guess I needed to for something. I don't know what it was. I don't know what I was doing. But I ran through it and was thinking about it while I was doing it. I was like, some of this is fine. The opening segment, I could easily knock out, no problem. The mid-boss would be a challenge for me. The final boss would be a massive time sink and challenge for me. I think both of them would be. They've really gated the damage you can do to these bosses by giving them a shield that you have to whittle down in order to start chipping away at their health. Mm-hmm. So like basically you have two health bars.
Yeah.
You get rid of one and then you got to get rid of the other. But the first one regenerates after every damage phase.
Warframe does that all the time. Yeah.
So like you can chip away at dude's health and get him a little bit down, and then the shield goes back up, and then you got to chip away at that shield and then chip away at his health again on ever how long that damage phase is.
Yeah.
Now there are ways around that. You can bring, you know, stuff that pierces shields, and that's fine, and it'll get rid of it in one shot, but it's usually not a good weapon to have. That's the only good part about it, is like popping that shield.
Yeah.
So that means you're down to basically two weapons to get through that, and it's just kind of annoying. So I'm not, and I am saying this, by the way, this is not like everything else when I say I'm not going to do this and then I go do it. I'm not doing this. I promise, swear to you, it ain't happening. I'm not doing it. So, but will I run some of my alts through the main campaign? That's a possibility. Maybe. But even then, I think I want to get back into my Jedi Fallen Survivor, or Fallen Order, and then Red Dead, still continue on with Red Dead, and I was looking into Max Payne 3. I haven't played that in a while. According to Steam, I've only put 20 minutes into it, and that feels rather weird. I feel like I played more
something,
than that.
Something reset, maybe?
I don't know.
Did you take it off your system and then put it back on or something?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Now it would be a game that I played on my previous system, or my previous PC that I had built, not this current PC.
Mm-hmm.
But because I kept thinking, I was like, didn't I finish that game? And I went to look to see like let me see how far I've been into it. 20 minutes played. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not right.
Yeah.
Well, see, what I have to do now is check, like, I need to check and see, did I play it on Epic? Did I play it on the Epic Game Store, maybe?
Mm.
Or, I feel like I didn't.
It could have been. So many services nowadays, sometimes you get crossed up.
I know I started playing it on the Xbox or whatever it was when it released.
Yeah, in my case, it was I played Max Payne 3, just a touch of nostalgia, played it again, but it was on PS3 when I was playing it. Yeah.
So it's been forever since I played it, and I swear I thought I beat the thing. But I honestly can't remember how it ended. I do remember there was a fight in like a lobby of some building there was a lot of glass, and there was a dude with a really heavy machine gun just going to town at you
I will say that the
or am I confusing that with Quantum Break?
Now the ending of the game for Max Payne 3, you get a touch of it in the prelude, the very intro of the game. You get a touch of the ending.
I don't know
because the prelude was in at an airport.
Yeah, I do remember like a dream sequence or a flashback sequence, because most of this game takes place in like some.
It's in Brazil.
Brazil, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's like a flashback sequence that puts you back in New York.
Yep.
Yeah.
The incident in the bar with the mafia Don's kid. It was a flashback of how Max met his partner in the game.
Yeah.
In Brazil, in New York.
Why do I feel like I've played more of this than the 20 minutes that Steam is telling me?
You probably did.
But where?
Pretty sure you did.
Where?
Not on Steam, apparently.
I guess not. But I can't think of where. Other than maybe Epic. But even then, I don't think so. Maybe on the console. But I don't think I did. I think I remember starting it on the console and just not liking the way it controlled. And like, oh, I'll play this on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot easier. I say a lot easier, but a lot more comfortable to play on PC. And I don't know.
Yeah, because I played it on I played throughout the whole entire thing on a console. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll look into that and see. There's parts of the game that stick in my head that feels like, no, that happens a lot later than 20 minutes into your game.
Mm-hmm. I want to say the first 20 minutes of Max Payne 3 is you're going to look at the intro. You're going to go through his opening sequence, the noir sequence that narrates everything that he's been through up to that point. Then he talks about the his first gig with I'm trying to think of the partner's name.
Well, I remember there being a gunfight in a club.
There was a gunfight. Well, in the first 20 minutes, there's a gunfight at a party.
Yeah.
At this fancy hotel.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a gunfight at this fancy hotel, and you went all the way through there, and you had to save this boss's wife or daughter, some family.
Yeah.
The slide off the roof into the pool thing, and you get your bullet time shot, one bullet, one shot, and hit the guy holding the lady hostage. So you have to do that, and then you go to the next scene. That should be around 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. Can't remember. I'll have to look into it. But Lethal Migraine's correct. Time played should be logged in the Steam system. It shouldn't be tied to your PC. I would agree with you on that if... Yeah, no, that would still be... Well, I don't know that... When I played this, I don't know that Steam had cloud saves syncing or anything like that, you know, sort of cloud syncs and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how, again, I don't know how long it's been since I played it, but yeah, it shows 20. I was trying to see, like, maybe an achievement will tell me that I finished it. You know, there should be some achievement. There's nothing there. I'll have to check on the console to see if maybe that's where it is. I'll have to check Epic Game Store to see if it's there. But I can't think of any other way I would have played this.
But you know you played it.
I know you I played know
you
it.
Played because it's still.
I just don't know that I've beaten it. So, yeah. I also did some more Flight Sim stuff, by the way. Not anything specific. Just fired it up, and I think I went to Paris and flew around the Eiffel Tower. Took a look at that.
As opposed to into it.
Oh, I completely wrecked the plane.
How?
I just drove straight into the ground.
Because?
Wendy was there watching. She's like, what happens? Like, what is it? Because I think I clipped something and the plane bounced. it was weird. And she said, oh, you can't crash in this game. I was like, oh, no, you can crash. I don't know what that was because it was a very, it was like a beach ball. You just kind of bounced and wobbled a little bit for some reason. Mm. And so I said, oh, no, you can crash. And then I straight into the ground. Mm. So I went into the ground and it did an explosion and then my plane's upside down. And it tells you, hey, if you want to, you know, to reset, press these buttons on the controller and then it'll put you back in the air. But I was just like, yeah, I'm done. I just wanted to see the Eiffel Tower. Just fly around the Eiffel Tower. That was all. So did that. Anyway, that is all I played that I know of. What am I thinking? What am I trying to think of? Steam Stealth Fest is going on. There's nothing really that I saw. There's some great deals and some good stealth games. Splinter Cell in there among them as well. But if you're looking for those games, but yeah, that's happening right now.
Did Gunpoint make it on there?
It might be on there. I know Ronin is on there, and a lot of Assassin's Creed games are on there. They consider those stealth for some reason.
well, it was stealth. Well, according to when y'all were talking about it, Assassin's Creed was stealth in the very beginning.
The very first one is very much stealth, but it's the whole series that's in there, and some of those are not.
Yeah, because I remember James,
especially not stealth.
Because I remember back in the day, James was talking about Gunpoint. And how quite a little simple game.
Love Gunpoint. Gunpoint's great. Game.
Yeah,
Gunpoint's fantastic.
I think I downloaded it, but I never, as usual, never played it.
Ah, well, give it a shot. Well, yeah. Is PC or does
PC?
Some, okay,
it's PC. Yeah. I have a Steam account on my PC, and with all its 13, 14 games. Yeah. But yeah, Gunpoint is one of them.
Well, we're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll dive into what news we've got. Not a lot, but we'll dive into it anyway. This music comes from a game that has just released. It is a sequel. It is Remnant 2. And I remember seeing trailers for Remnant 2, and I thought, I'm interested in this. Now, Remnant 2 is released, and it's getting really good feedback. It's getting a lot of good talk. But in that talk is also about, how you play that game and how much, I won't say it's grindy, but how, like, I'm not looking to get back in. I'm not looking for another game like that.
I got a buddy of mine who played the first Remnant. And one of the things he talked about was how backtracking will punish you because respawning enemies will show up again. So you don't want to do too much backtracking in the game. And I think that's more the same in two, but, If you can manage your backtracking and keep your resources up to snuff, you probably do fine in that game.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. It was, I mean, I'm not planning on playing the game, but I heard good things, and what I'm pointing out is not a bad thing that was said. It's just a thing that turned me off, and that was just doing things over and over and over again. Stuff that I'm already doing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want another game where I do that.
Yeah.
I really don't. That's why when I'm not playing Destiny, I'm playing things like Jedi Fallen Order or looking into Max Payne 3 or going to play Red Dead 2 or a flight sim or anything that's kind of not what something like Destiny is, you know? Something that's very narrative-based, very A to B rather than A to pick your point that you want to go to and go there type of thing. So, anyway, we'll come back. This is music from Remnant 2. It's called The Red Prince I guess it's a boss. It's one of the bosses in the game. Some probably music for that. Yeah. So we'll be back right after this. Back into in-game chat. What kind of game do you think we're listening to here? Because I
military
right.
College.
Because I would totally go that route. Like, oh, he's got music from some kind of military game, or
so that's a military or college football game.
College Football
like
Manager 2000 or something. I don't know. Which is why I thought it was weird. The name of this track is called Tough Enemy Fight. Okay. And it's from Pikmin 4.
Okay.
Doesn't fit to me, but I haven't heard the rest of the Pikmin 4 soundtrack.
That's cute little things with beams on the head,
little
right?
Little leafs on their heads. Yeah. It's for the Nintendo Switch. Pikmin 4 came out this week. Pretty good reviews, actually. I remember playing the first Pikmin on GameCube, and I actually enjoyed it, but I never touched the series again for Pikmin 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Was it the GameCube or was it the Wii? I can't remember which one Pikmin originally released on, but I only played the first one. 4 looks really, really good, and reading some reviews of it, it seems like there's a lot of improvement that was made, not visually, but like mechanically and control-wise and everything else actually seemed decent.
October of 2001?
What system would that be? GameCube.
GameCube.
Yeah,
Wii,
that would have been the GameCube.
Wii U, Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah, would have been GameCube. So, but yeah, that's the only one I ever played. I really liked it. But I just never jumped into 2 or 3, and 4 looks really good, too. So, again, I'll probably not jump into it either, but it was kind of cool. All right, news. Well, we told you Evo is next week. That is not necessarily big news. I was looking over the lineup for the games. It's all fighting games, of course, and you've got King of Fighters 15. Melty Blood's in there for you.
Your favorite.
I just like the name, Melty Blood. Guilty Gear Strive, Dragon Ball FighterZ. Tekken 7. Mm-hmm. Is it Fighter Z or Fighters?
I always call it Fighter Z.
Because there's no space in that word that I'm looking at on the Evo site.
Well, I was associated with Dragon Ball Z, so Dragon Ball Fighter Z.
That's what I figured, but and maybe it's on them for putting it in. Well, they wouldn't do that. They know fighting games. Anyway, Tekken 7, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Street Fighter 6, and Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate. Mm-hmm. It's a shame. Well, you know what? They'll probably have a lot of Mortal Kombat 1 stuff there.
Yeah, most likely.
The reveal, more player, more characters
between,
and stuff.
In between, usually something at the fighting game events, they have some type of exclusive premiere video showing something of what's coming up in the future.
And I imagine you'll see some previews of DLC for Street Fighter VI.
Yeah, because they'll probably have that. Yeah. The finals for, if it stays true to form, Street Fighter VI is going to be Sunday. The finals is going to be Sunday, Sunday night, prime time. It's going to be the top of the finals of it. So, yeah. So, during that time or just before the finals kick off, they're going to have some video showing who's coming in the future. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's your lineup. There's no – I hate that there's no more –
Virtua Fighter 5. Okay.
Yeah, no, there's no Virtua Fighter 5.
Yeah, it's going to be
did you not know the lineup?
No.
I'm sorry.
I knew Virtua Fighter 5 wasn't going to be in there. It's just going to be like a side term or something.
Yeah.
There's always some things on the side going on.
Right, but there is no Smash Brothers, which was always fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate they took that out. But yeah, I still, like I said, I love fighting. I love watching really good players play fighting games.
Yeah. Watching those in battle adjustments back and forth and things like that.
Yeah, that's the
essential part of playing fighting games competitively.
Yeah.
How well can you adjust? When plan A doesn't work, what's your plan B? And when that doesn't work, what's plan C? Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks get in there with a plan A and B and don't have C and D, and then they're just kicked to the side. They're done. And remind you again, it's a double elimination tournament. So two losses throughout the entire weekend, and you're out.
That in a not near the way that you're talking about it, mm-hmm. reminds me of how I build some of my decks in Marvel Snap.
Mm-hmm.
There are Galactus, for instance.
Mm.
When you play a Galactus card, it has to be the only card on that lane, on your side anyway.
Mm.
But it also has to be the winning card on that side. In other words, that card's worth 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lay that card on an empty lane, it also requires like 6 power, that sort of thing. You have to have so much power in order to play the card. So it can't be played turn one, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
It can't be played turn two. The closest I think it can be, well, depending on some of the different locations that you get for where you can play your cards, because they all have different abilities. There's one that gives you 5 extra power. And if that rolls first, everybody gets to have turn one. They have a full power to play whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a case. But point being is that when you build around Galactus, you're building around the fact that you want that particular lane to be ahead of your opponent and also empty. Mm-hmm. There are other characters and cards that can help you achieve that. But if you're only building for that, and for whatever reason, the cards don't play in your favor with the draw that you get from your hand, because there's like 12 cards, but you can only hold 7 at a time. Or the full amount that you can hold is 7.
Yeah, yeah.
But you start with, I think, 5, and after each turn you draw 1. Unless there's other stipulations where you get to draw 2 or something like that. But for the most part, it's just 1. So it could come out that card never shows up. Point being is that when I build the deck, I have to build it not only to make him win, but I have to also plan what happens if he never shows up. So I need to put this card in here, this card in my deck, and this card in my deck to have a chance at winning without him in there.
Yeah,
my plan A is good, but what happens when plan A fails? I got to have my plan B.
Right.
And a lot of times you also might want to look into having a plan C in some of these,
mm-hmm.
because of the way things draw out. And so a good versatile deck will let you do that. But like you were saying, knowing the different characters in the game, knowing the different weaknesses of those characters.
Yeah, know the matchups.
And I guess maybe studying your opponent, too. Not necessarily that you're going to know that opponent. Well, how long do they know it? They don't, obviously, because it's on a bracket-based system, right?
Yeah, it's a the tournament bracket that you're set up in. But the thing is, though, a lot of these players, especially in the finals or whatever, you know, they stream. They have podcasts, things like that. They have tendencies
mm-hmm.
and tells. Like, every time he blocks this, he does this.
Right.
So, or what you can do is... train your opponent to automatically do something to your advantage.
Again,
yeah.
I don't do fighters. I do Marvel Snap, and you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at somebody's the way that they're playing their cards,
mm-hmm.
and there are certain cards that get played, and I kind of know what they're setting up for.
Yeah.
And if you've got the hand that can combat that, that's great. If not, you hope you got a plan B, or at least leave that lane alone or whatever the case, because you only need to win 2 out of 3. So... Mm. I know exactly what you're saying, because you can see that every time, what was it? Every time, I remember in Mortal Kombat 2 or 1, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Sub-Zero would do the slide,
yeah,
he would follow it up either with a sweep, or maybe it was in 2 when he would freeze the ground to get you to trip up.
Yeah, freezing the ground.
Yeah, that was the combo. Like, every time he comes in for a slide, he's going to throw down the ice on the ground thing.
Ice puddle, so,
yeah.
The AI did that, or?
That was watching somebody else play that. It's just a move. This is me sitting in the...
Watching someone play.
Yeah, okay, in the Walmart lobby of an arcade or something. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that the first time we... A group of us saw Kentaro in action in mm-hmm. 2, and then we were just weirded out. I was like, "Oh, that's not Goro. Who is that?"
Yeah.
So yes, basically two different types of games, but basically strategy, yep. Strategizing and updating your plan and changing it up on the fly as needed. And you know, you got like, what is it, three, four minutes a game in Snap? Yeah, you got that long to come with a plan and implement it.
Yeah.
Same way in a fighting game. It doesn't last long, but yeah.
It's based on the hand that you're dealt because, you know, it's randomly giving you cards there. But if you've built a good enough deck, you can handle whatever they've given you.
Yeah.
So whatever card falls, you can make a play out of it mm-hmm. or at least build towards a play mm-hmm. that you're going to do. And it's the same way with, I guess, fighting games. You can, you know, if this guy's very good at this, then what's the best character that is a good opponent against that character that they always go with?
Yeah,
regardless if you don't know how they play with that character, just knowing what that character is they pick, you know the moveset. You don't necessarily have to know how the person plays. You just have to know the moveset of that character to know, all right, what's a good opposite to that?
Yeah, I think about what can I punish? What do I have to just mm-hmm. Sit there and block?
That's also one that I'm familiar with that I know mm-hmm. you know how to handle with or how to play against. So, there's always that. We just spent a whole time talking about Evo. I don't mind talking about the fighting games. I just don't do the fighting games. I love watching them. And that tournament will be fun again to watch, even without Smash. I wish Smash was there. I know it's Nintendo who have taken that away from us. I understand it. I thought it was dumb, too, but they did. And that's fine. There's plenty of other fighters that could probably use the attention anyway.
Yeah. Virtual Fighter.
Then Smash. Yeah, right? Virtual Fighter.
Yeah.
That would be good. Let's see. What do we have news-wise, even before we go to a break here? What do we got on the news? If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can claim 8 free games for the month of August. And I will try and get you that list of games. Do you just have to be a Prime member to Amazon? I know a lot of people are. But the games this month, Payday 2, that's a great little multiplayer co-op game.
Four-player bank robbing, yep.
That's fantastic. You also get some DLC in that as well for free. That's August the 3rd. August 10th, you get Blade Assault and Farming Simulator 19. August 17th, Driftland, The Magic Revival, whatever that is, Four Tales, and Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. For that one. And August 24th, In Sound Mind. And on August 31st, Summertime Madness, whatever that is. So, yeah. Those are your free games that you get with Prime for the month of August. Pretty good there. Speaking of, I need to fire up my Amazon Prime gaming thing and download whatever the... Or at least claim the games that were for this month. I think I already have, but I'll have to check. I got Prime a long time ago when it was only for the free shipping or whatever. It was also a whole lot cheaper than what it is now, but they've added so much to it. So
was it $110 a year?
I think it's higher than that.
Mm.
Maybe. I could be wrong with that.
We got the internet right here.
Yeah, we do. I thought it was higher than that, but it may not be. Still, you get that plus whatever all the movies and TV shows and stuff that they got on their Prime app. So
$140 a year.
Yeah, it's
or $15 a month.
Yeah, it was more. So, speaking of, we've got our PlayStation Plus games for the month of August that have already revealed for us. It is... Well, where'd it go? Free games for August are Dreams from Media Molecule. I'm actually interested in that. Glad it's going to get a release for PlayStation Plus. Death's Door and PGA Tour 2K23. That might be up for you on that one.
I already got it, though.
Well, then it's not going to work for you, then.
Yeah, that's the typical thing that happens with the PS Plus games. If it's something you had no interest in or it's something you've already gotten.
Yeah. And I think we got our final... Well, I don't see it here. I probably didn't put it in there because it was nothing. But the Xbox Games with Gold thing ends next month.
Oh, yeah. They said it was going away. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the last games for that one are next month. And I don't remember them being anything to write home about. You know, yeah, it wasn't something like...
It was either going to be something totally insignificant or go out with a bang.
They didn't go out with a bang. They went out with a whimper. Yes. So. Are we interested in Baldur's Gate 3? I am not.
I've never played the series. I've heard of it too, and I've never played it.
Tell you what, Path of Exile 2, though, is shaping up to be something amazing. That is another game that I really haven't played a lot of, Path of Exile, the first one. But Path of Exile 2... they've added 6 new classes to the game, 100 bosses, and it will run side by side with the first Path of Exile. ExileCon took place this year. And so here's I'll just read the article here that we go through it. In 2019, Grinding Gear Games, which I guess is the developer, gave us our first look at Path of Exile 2. This is 2019.
Okay.
That feels like a decade ago, but it wasn't. But it does feel like it was in the past. Mm-hmm. Anything that feels pre-COVID feels like it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it felt like that year to go through that COVID and then come out of it just was so slow, or it took a lot longer than what it was. Mm-hmm. But anyway, 2019, they gave us our first look at Path of Exile 2. And with the exception of a couple of small teasers, we've heard almost nothing about it since then. It was supposed to be a sequel, kind of like Overwatch 2, originally not really a new game, but more like a big patch or a remaster that would update the game with new graphics, content, and systems. ExileCon this year, all that got changed. Path of Exile 2 is a separate game, and it is a true sequel set 20 years after the original. And there's been a ton of news that was released during the keynote presentation. The story of Path of Exile 2 is one of scope creep. It all started with the desire to update some ancient character models from 2007. Then it became a series of fun projects. Why don't we update the models? Became why don't we update Act 1? That became why don't we fix the way skill gems work? Which became... Well, let's just make a brand new game. We realized that our plan to replace PoE1 with PoE2 would essentially be destroying a game that people love for no reason, so we made a decision. Path of Exile 1 and 2 will be separate, with their own mechanics, balance, in-game, and leagues. What this means for us as players is essentially twice the Path of Exile. Both games will run concurrently, with a league each every 3 months... A new league every month for a half, every 3 months and a half for people who will most certainly play both. It's gone from being an update to being a full-fledged game. Here's a quick and almost certainly incomplete list of new features for Path of Exile 2. 6 new character classes, along with the 6 from the first game as well, for a total of 12 character classes. That's a lot. New ascendancies with 3 for each class. A revamped skill gem system where the links are in the gems themselves. They're not tied to equipment, whatever that means. Tons of new skills, including shape-shifting. Also, giant comets. I don't know how that'll work. Meta gems, which are gems that can have other gems socketed into them. Let's see. New weapon types. A 6-act story campaign set 20 years... After, I guess, the ending of the first one. A new map-based endgame. Let's see. What else? Changes to crafting and the economy, and over 100 new bosses to battle, each with unique mechanics as well. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that they have given us here. Path of Exile 2, the closed beta. Oh, man. The closed beta for Path of Exile 2 starts June 7th of next year. I thought it was sooner than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start the hype train early.
Yeah, they have. So, yeah, Baba Ryan says, I always wanted shapeshifting in City of Heroes. That would have been cool to have that in there. I was just happy we got capes. And the and that was, and we had the ability to have like four different outfits and things like that, where you could switch your
Your default outfit, your team outfit, your things like that. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, City of Heroes.
Good times.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish off the rest of what we've got for news. Like I said, there really wasn't a much, which is why we spent so much time on Evo. But there's just not a lot happening news-wise. I'm sure in the gaming world, there's plenty to talk about with new releases, but we're not playing those new releases. So, yeah. Coming up, though, we'll jump back into it. Got music here from a game called Space Engineers. It is the main theme for the game, and we'll be right back. Welcome back into In-Game Chat. This is music from another game that came out this week. I think it was this week or just recently here. It's called Viewfinder. It's a great little puzzle game. Track for this one is called Final Puzzle. But I believe there's a demo for PlayStation. I think for all systems. I think there is a demo for the game. In fact, I don't know. It might not be on Xbox. I'm not sure. But yeah, great little game there. So welcome back to the show. Let's go to the phones and talk to Biloxi Gambler, who's called in. Hey, man.
Hey.
How are you?
I am glad to hear that there is a prequel to Road 96.
There is, yes. DLC, I think. Have you played it, or you know anything about it, or what?
No, I heard RJ mention it for the first time.
Yeah,
and then I looked online to see if I could I said, did he say sequel or prequel? I didn't know, and I looked and yeah, it's called Road 96 Mile Zero, and I don't know if it's on PlayStation where I can download it that way, but if it is, I'll be playing it tonight, and I'll know more next week or the week after, whenever y'all, you know, I know you're taking a week off at some point.
Yeah.
But RJ, you haven't played Road 96 yet, but let me tell you, after you finish, you'll get you'll have a hitchhiker and then another one and another one, whether you die, get arrested, or make it across. And then after you run out, there'll be a big final thing. that I'm not giving away. And there's actually more than one final ending. And there's more than one final ending if you play it again. But the thing is, instead of clicking new game, click continue. Even though you're starting from scratch, you've already finished the entire series of Hitchhikers. Mm-hmm. If you push continue, you get to keep all your skills and you start over again. And then what I found is some of the chapters or missions, whatever you want to call them, are similar. But then I've played it all the way through to the end four times so far, and there are new missions still popping up. I'm going to keep playing it until there are no new missions in an entire game.
Good luck doing that, by the way.
Yeah. That's part of the replay value, the playing it over and over and over again.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I really enjoyed the game, and that's why I even called about it to talk about it. But, yeah, I'll be – and what I read on when I looked at Road 96 Mile Zero, it said that it's a 96-minute game. The criticism was it was too short. So it's not as expansive as the first one. Now the sequel that I'm waiting for is to Red Dead Redemption.
So oh yeah,
that's the big mama right there. I want, because that is a great game.
Well, you're talking about Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't necessarily. I don't think we're going to get a 3 out of that. I mean, we might at some point.
They're working on one, or they were before the pandemic.
Not Red Dead, I don't believe. They were working on right now. Their focus is Grand Theft Auto 6, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new one from them, from the Rockstar folks.
They're doing that for money, though. I mean, you know, you got to go where the money's at, I guess.
Oh, there's money in almost everything that Rockstar makes. There is money there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, well, I mean, they made Bully, and
I put Bully down when I found Road 96.
Yeah, they made Bully. They did the GTA. They did the Max Payne 3. I mean, even, and I am not kidding you, even the table tennis game that they made did very, very well, because people couldn't believe that. They're like, wait a second, Rockstar's making a table tennis game? And all it was a tech demonstration, really.
Mm-hmm.
They had tech that they were using in GTA 4, not 5, but GTA 4, that had not yet come out. They had tech that they were using in that game, but they wanted to kind of demo how that tech worked, and they built a table tennis game, and that developed into a full game that they eventually released.
Yeah.
And it did very well for them.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, especially with, I remember imports from Japan. It was basically like a partial game. It was like not you wouldn't want to put a full price, because it wasn't a full game, but there was enough of it to get enough entertainment out of it, out of it for you. So it was like a partial game that they put out. I forget the name of the series that it was like they did that with. But yeah, there was like some games that weren't fully polished. It was like a partial thing, but it was good enough to get a little
right. Well, it generated some revenue for them.
Yeah,
it generated for the company. It generated more money for them to put into what they had to do. So yeah. But Rockstar is really, really good at what they do. But like I said, I don't think there's any, and I don't like it either. There is a rumor that they're working on the first one and doing touching up on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to use the girl as the main character in the next Red Dead.
I haven't heard anything. I really haven't. And Red Dead came out in 2018. So Rockstar's real slow.
I'd like to see Rockstar, and I don't know who makes the show, but I'd like to see that merger, because Rockstar would fill out. You know, I said before, it doesn't matter what my contract is. I make $1 million a year, or $18 million a year, or $50 million a year. Have it where you know, where I live and what I drive and who I donate money to, charities, mm-hmm. and how I dress. You know, that's where Rockstar would come in and fill out that whole world there. And that would be fun to move up in the show. It'd be another layer of entertainment. But
oh, that's right. Yeah, you played the show. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And Red Dead, it was October of 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, it was October of 2018. Look up when Red Dead 1 released.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea of time between.
How slow they are.
Yeah.
Well, they're meticulous, but when they're done with it, buddy, that thing works great.
Yeah.
10 years?
May of 2010.
8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's sooner than I thought. I thought it was 10 years or more, man. Tell me this. When did GTA 5 release?
GTA 5? Let's see.
Yeah. Here's a better example for you.
September of 2013.
GTA 5 released in September 2013.
Mm-hmm.
GTA 6, we know they're making it, but that's all we know.
Yeah, when they feel like
it. And it ain't coming out this year.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
so
that'd be 10 years next year.
It's 10 years this year, 2013.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is 2023.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if you count that first year as year zero.
Since the release, yeah, but
all that development, all that development on GTA Online and the money and the cash cow that became.
Yeah,
yeah, they spent the time building that, so you know GTA 6 was pushed on the back.
Oh my god! And they kept releasing new versions because it came out on the 360 and PlayStation 3.
Right.
Then it came out on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. Then they released it on PC. Then they released it on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. It's this kept re-releasing the thing and not giving us a sequel. We likely won't get the GTA 6 game. It's probably not next year either. I would say
at best late next year.
Yeah, late next year at best, but probably realistically 2025.
It's been so long since I played that game. It was on a PS2.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. And look, GTA, I like GTA. I'm okay with it, but it's...
I like the story of it, yeah.
I would much rather them be working on another Red Dead. or another
Red
Bully.
Dead.
To be honest, I'd be good for a Bully sequel.
Bully would be great,
I just checked
up
Bully.
Too.
Bully was October of 2006.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind, I agree with you, Biloxi. I wouldn't mind a sequel to Bully because that was a good little world they introduced, the characters and everything.
Absolutely.
Relatable and everything.
Yeah.
That was a
lot of fun. And
that was
a good time. I haven't finished the whole game yet. And, I got sidetracked at Road 96. Now I'm going to get sidetracked at Road 96 Mile Zero, but, that's what we do.
I think you'll enjoy it, man. I really think you will.
I know I will. for what they do, and then I'm gonna find the devil in me. I think you know. From,
oh, that's right. Yeah, you still got that
dark,
one.
Dark pictures.
Yeah,
anthology,
yeah. Supermassive games or whatever. So I've got things to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. I'll hear the rest of the news now.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Thank
See you.
Bye
bye. Bye.
Say something. I would have liked the sequel to L.A. Noire, but the ending to that kind of killed that.
Yeah, it did, and it did it in such a noir way.
Yeah, the way you're supposed to in a noir story.
That's what I'm saying. They really followed that, even right down to the storyline and the ending. It's going to be a noir thing. So I thought that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Lethal Migraine says, I wish I understood the appeal of Bully. I gave it a fair try, played it for at least 5 hours and don't get it. I still haven't actually touched it. Mm-hmm. I have it, but I don't. Yeah.
It was a story for me, having to go through what Jimmy has to go through, and then having that that big issue he has to go through with one of the characters in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me.
Now, like I said, I've heard nothing but good things about it. I just never got around to doing it, to doing anything with it. So, news. There's really, like I said, it's just kind of been a dead week for news. Let's see what we have. Xbox console sales dropped 13%, but Game Pass ensures gaming revenue increase. It's from the Microsoft earnings report. Gaming revenue overall increased by 1%, driven by growth in Xbox content and services, but this was offset by the decline in console sales. Content and services revenue increased by 5% due to the third-party content and Xbox Game Pass, which is something they've always said. Watching a trailer, it's an ad, but it's a trailer for Armored Core 6.
Mm-hmm.
There was gameplay revealed for that. A trailer of gameplay shown off. I don't know if you've seen. Do you do the Armored Core stuff? You gonna?
No, I got friends of mine who do the Armored Core thing. I've never got into it, but I know it exists, and I know it's got a pretty good following.
I know, yeah, that's the same thing. I know a lot of people who love the mech stuff and are probably really excited about that. And I kind of wanted to be there too because I'm like, oh, it's
From Software,
and they're going back to the mech stuff, which I don't think I ever touched any of their previous outings in the Armored Core series.
Mm-hmm.
Or any of the Armored Core series at all. And I thought, maybe this will be something. And I looked at the gameplay, and it's not that it reminded me of any of their other games. It just didn't look enjoyable.
It didn't draw you in.
But that's mostly how it is with mech games, with the exception of Hawken, which was strictly a multiplayer mech game. I actually kind of enjoyed that. Yep. What little of it I did play, I actually kind of enjoyed it. The setting, the whole maps and stuff were just amazingly well done.
Mm-hmm.
With the detail and how they made it look. It was a great aesthetic. It looked wonderful. It played pretty good. But, you know, I remember when Xbox Live first launched, 2014, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I'm sorry, 2004. I was 10 years off on that. It's like 2004, and I remember playing, it was a mech game. Mech Wolf? No.
It wasn't Mech Warrior, was it?
No, I don't think it was Mech Warrior. I can't remember what it was called. It was one of the first games on Xbox Live that you could play.
Mech Assault?
Was that it? Was it Mech Assault or Mech Assault 2 or something?
Released December 28th of 2004.
That's probably it then. Yeah, at that time, you know.
Being one of the first games to support Xbox Live online multiplayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Mech Assault.
At that time, if you had Xbox Live, you could play online with people. So they were releasing games that were, you know, being touted as like, it's got Xbox Live capabilities and stuff like that. And there was NFL 2K4, I guess, maybe was that, or NFL, or what was it? NFL 2K?
2K?
Yeah, maybe that's all it was. But
no, that was on NFL 2K was Dreamcast 1999.
Well, it must be NFL 2K4, 2K5, whatever.
Yeah, because 2K5 was the one that, set EA to get that exclusivity deal with
the Players Union?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had that, so I could play my football games online, even though I don't play sports games, but it was a game that was online, and so I wanted to play it. And Mech Assault was another one. And I think Crimson Skies, yeah. And so I tried playing Mech Assault, and I just did not get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't play the mech games. They have never hooked me.
Yeah.
I love them because I love the look of, like, the mechs. I like the cockpit view. It gives me a very spaceship feel to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, surrounded by, you know, a big screen to see things and buttons and switches and knobs and everything.
Yeah.
I like that, but I don't, it just, playing it just does not sink its teeth into me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, never played it. So, or at least I never went far with it. I know they released, I think, a couple of sequels maybe. And there was a ton of people who were mech fans who were playing the hell out of that game.
Yeah.
I was not one of them.
Mm. So I think the most experience I've ever got with a mech game would be Virtual On.
Mm.
Back in the Saturn.
I don't remember that either.
Back in the Saturn days.
Oh, Armored Core 6 will support 6-player PvP. So there you go. What else do we have? Amazon Prime, Xbox console drop. There was something earlier in the week where Ubisoft had mentioned that somebody had mentioned that their account for Ubisoft got deactivated because it was inactive. And then there was concern that if you didn't keep your account active, that you would lose all of your games. And so Ubisoft had an issue. This was going on for like a day, and then the next day there was an updated article saying, look, they will not delete your all. You'll just, your account will be inactive. You'll have to log in again, reset your password, get back in. Your games will be there. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they would not delete people's library stuff. Of games that they purchased,
mm-hmm.
is basically what it was saying. So I had two articles about that, and there you go. I summed it all up for you. There's not a lot. Not much going on. A fan has somehow uncovered the full skill trees for Starfield ahead of release. I have no idea.
Just another leak.
Yeah. In a Reddit thread titled, "After almost 200 hours of research, here is the complete skill system used in Starfield." This user shows off their impressive body of work in a 44-page document. While it bears repeating that this is all based on pre-release footage and some specifics are expected to differ in the final build of the game, the document reveals that Starfield is likely to break up its skills into the following categories. Physical skills like damage resistance, health, melee, that sort of thing. Social skills like persuasion, diplomacy, and bargaining. Combat skills, certain weapon types, shotguns, rifles, pistols, lasers. Science skills, geology, medicine, astrophysics, things like that. And then the tech part of skills, robotics, piloting a ship, and ship weaponry. The document outlines five different skill trees across novice, advanced, expert, and master. And while certain skills might not be present in the final game, it stands to reason that the final version of Starfield will hew very closely to what's in this document. Oh, and if you're interested in checking out all the star systems that have been seen in trailers thus far, check out this page, the link, by yet another Intrepid pre-release Starfield investigator, who apparently has been documenting that. I'm going to post this article into our chat room so that people can go in there and take a look at it if they would like to. I'll also throw it in the Discord later on so you can see that. I'm very, yeah.
I look at this image here and I keep thinking of Fallout, the special, which I still think is one of my most favorite skill tree formats in gaming, that having that special system.
Oh, yeah?
And basically the details of each skill they put out there.
Wow, this is a lot of information. Oh, wow. I just opened up the 44-page document. It is massive. Mm-hmm. Now I want to try to save it. There we go. That way I can get back to it pretty easy. And then I'm going to do the planet thing as well. Anyway, we are coming up on the end of the episode here. So, oh, wow. Okay, so there's a navigator, a Starfield navigator. What is this? Oh, okay. They've taken screens of all different kinds of trailers and presentations and things like that, and they're mapping out what's being shown there. So they don't have everything, but I'm amazed at the amount of effort and work that is put into this thing. That is unreal. That's fantastic. So, anyway. I'm excited for Starfield. I really, really am. But I'm also excited to head home and put this video together. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. As everybody listening on the stream and on the radio as well, we want to thank Blex Gamber that called in. Also, Chris that joined us on Discord there and talked to us. We appreciate that. Don't forget to go to ingamechat.net. Also, go to our YouTube page and subscribe there. iTunes, subscribe. I don't know if we're on Spotify. You can subscribe to us there. We used to be on Zune. so you can subscribe to us there if you'd like to. But that's going to do it for us. Have a great week. We might be here next Saturday. I don't know. Maybe it's the Saturday after. Oh, I think we will be here because we'll be talking Evo.
Yeah.
Unless you want to stay home and watch Evo stuff. I don't know what you're doing.
I'll be here.
Okay. Well, completely up to you. Here's music from a game called Banished. It is The Menu. Or no, Banished Vault is the name of the game. It's The Menu here. So you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.